Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Around here talking about the Flyers trades, 76ers stuff, Eagles news. Let's start with the Sixers, though.
Okay.
As Ben Simmons has an injury, we should hear at some point during the show today. They play tonight. Brett Brown speaks at about 5-ish, 5:15. So we'll give you updated. Just stay tuned. We'll give you any update on if we hear anything. He had an MRI, or he's scheduled to have an MRI on his back today. Whether it's a reevaluation in 2 or 3 weeks, or he has something wrong with his back and they're going to announce that today, we will know. But Ike, they went to Milwaukee on Saturday night, did the Sixers, and they got crushed by the best team in basketball, or the best team in the East, certainly. And no real surprise. You know, Joel Embiid comes out, and he's the best player in the world on Thursday. And by Saturday, he's moping around, and he sucked. And he's coming out after the game, and he's saying that, oh, you know, my head wasn't in it, or he didn't have the right – whatever. He was doing the Joel Embiid after the game. And they're now 9-20 at home. And I point the finger at Joel Embiid. And I point the finger at all the fans out there that send me the threats and call me a loser and whatever else you DM me.
Huh?
When I say – oh, when
did this happen? What were you doing? What did you do to tick everybody off?
Well, my Joel Embiid takes. Everybody knows I don't like Embiid, and I don't. But not liking somebody and still thinking that he's a great player, he's not a great player.
Well,
he is not a great player. Not only is he not a great player, we said this a couple weeks ago. They'll never win a championship with Joel Embiid as their primary best player. If he's on the team. If you have a great player that's playing next to him, and then all he has to do is worry about playing 60% of the games at a relatively high level, you can win. You will never win with Joel Embiid being the best player on your team. And every time you go out there, mentally and physically, everything that he does, he's just not consistent enough.
You good?
That was a mouthful, yes.
Well, here's the thing that I learned over the weekend, right? It wasn't that the Sixers lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. If you actually thought the Sixers were going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, shame on you. There's no way that was going to happen to a team that struggles to win on the road, going into the house of the best team with the best player in the NBA on national TV. So I'm not surprised at that. The final score wasn't really indicative of what the true game was like, outside of about a quarter and a half there. But the real story coming out of that game, and why you really should be upset, it's not Embiid living up to some hot air he was blowing after that. Who the hell did they play? Atlanta? Who did they play the first game back?
The Nets.
Yeah, after that game where he felt like he had just beaten the Lakers or somebody. No, forget about that nonsense. We knew that that wasn't sustainable. Neither was that high roller coaster he was on. What I took away from that game Saturday is the fact that Ben Simmons was allowed to play and he couldn't finish the first quarter. And now he has to go get another MRI, and you're hearing reports that he was emotional coming out of a training room. Like, this stuff doesn't sound good, whether it's a month that he's gone or whether it's the worst-case scenario, he's going to be shut down for the rest of the year. This season will not end in a championship and more than likely will end in the first round, and I'm going to tell you why that's a good thing. Because I don't need anybody's job around here being saved. They need to get rid of everybody. I mean, the very fact that Ben Simmons played Saturday night and couldn't finish the first quarter, it's another bad decision in a long line of bad decisions as it pertains to their superstars on this team. The way this organization handles Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, they don't know how to handle the guys. They don't know how to coach them up. They don't know how to put a structure around them that's going to allow them to grow into the players that we hope that they could grow into someday. They don't even know how to build a team around these guys properly. So it's not Brett Brown. It's not Embiid at 25 years old trying to do something most 25-year-olds don't do in the NBA, lead a team to the title. No, the reason why we're frustrated with this team is because of the makeup of the team. It's because we know this team isn't being coached to its full potential. We also know that the culture surrounding these players isn't conducive to winning a championship, and that starts with the ownership. That starts with the ownership. You got an absentee owner, or you have an owner who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. We talking about John Middleton being a potted plant? No, he's not a potted plant.
Joshua, a potted plant sitting in the corner?
Yeah, that's Joshua Harris. That's Joshua Harris. Man, the team is worth $2 billion more than it was when he bought them. They made a ton of money off the team. They don't care about basketball. Sell this team as soon as they can. I know that's not going to happen anytime soon, but I'm saying that's what they need to do. And not until you get rid of everybody, and I feel bad for Elton Brand, because he was put in a position too soon. He needed more experience.
So the GM had no front office experience in the NBA.
No front office experience in the NBA.
Right.
And I don't even know if he's calling all the shots as much as he's the face of it. So you need an experienced GM in there with a coach that's going to be able to have some structure in place that comes in with some cachet so these young guys can fall in line. We're not winning anything. They're wasting the careers of these two young fellas. And you know what's going to wind up happening? They won't have a title, and neither guy will finish their career here because the expectations are so high when it comes to those two players and that team that it's going to drive us crazy as fans every year when they don't meet expectations. And eventually, neither of these guys has what it takes to play a full career here without winning a title. There's no way they can last in this city without winning a title. There's no way. So at the moment they're able to get out of here, they're going to say, you know what, I'm not winning. I want to go somewhere else where it's a lot less intense and we aren't getting all the blame. We aren't getting all the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, that's what you should be upset at. When I look at this team, man, I'm saying, dude, this team is going nowhere fast. I just see players out there on the court. Players. It's wasted. Wasted talent. Just wasted. You couldn't put a good team around them. You get rid of shooters, and you bring in a center. Like, what are we doing here with this team?
So let me just –
what are we doing with this team?
Let me review with you, Ike. So ownership failed. GM failed.
Mm-hmm.
Coach – failed.
Mm-hmm.
Medical staff.
Oh, my God.
Failed.
Oh, man.
Wait, how many failures do you need with this organization? To your point, biggest issue, though, for me, and by the way, all those things that you're mentioning, all of them, you're right. This organization has failed miserably. Miserably. Have they failed at making money? Nope.
No.
That's the one thing they've been very successful at is running now, in part because of luck, but now they're getting sellouts. That's all they care about. Right, so the guys are getting put out there. Ben Simmons, what is he doing playing? But I mean, that's all fine. But if you had a superstar like Giannis on this team, all of a sudden you wouldn't be bitching about the ownership as much. You wouldn't be bitching about Elton Brand and Brett Brown and the medical staff. All right, maybe we'd still be bitching about some of that stuff. But my point is that the bigger issue is Joel Embiid. The bigger issue right now is you have the wrong superstar. You don't have the right superstar. You don't have Giannis, who for the most part just goes about his business and goes out there every night and has a high motor and plays hard and sets the tone for his team. Mm-hmm. That's something that their superstar doesn't do. Their superstar comes out against the Nets after coming out of the All-Star break feeling great about himself and saying, I'm the best player in the world. He can't even live up to that for a half. Not even a half of a game. 888-729-9494. Bigger problem right now with the Sixers. Joel Embiid or the organization? The organization. Everything. The owner. The GM. The coach. Who is the GM, by the way? Is Elton Brand actually the one making these decisions, Ike?
Like I said, I feel bad for Elton because I don't think Elton was put in this position sooner than he was ready for it. The expectation, Brett Brown trying to save his job, so the expectation to put a championship contending team on a court so Brett Brown can come back another year. He's come back another year, and you had these guys through training camp and everything. There was no offseason surgeries. There was none of that stuff for these guys. And this team has still got a ton of question marks around it. And every time these guys are injured, they're never handled properly.
Forever.
They're never handled properly. I don't remember, other than the fact that Embiid missed 2 years, right? And Simmons, believe what you want to believe, he broke his foot his rookie year. He could have come back early. He didn't come back early. You know, they were being super cautious then for whatever reasons. Now, all of a sudden, these guys decide when they want to play, when they don't want to play, how injured are they? What are we doing here?
Remember Embiid had a knee contusion, and it ended up being after it was the meniscus.
Yeah.
Ended up being a legitimate knee injury, not a knee contusion.
He wanted to play because it was a nationally televised game.
Right. Right. And yeah. he just totally
made it worse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
What the hell is Phil Jackson doing? What is he up to?
Well, you know what, Ike? That's the only name that I can think of.
Let's not go that far. We saw what he did in New York.
Jack Fritz, hello. Jack is going to be making his Wells Fargo debut as a basketball player. It's the PAL game tonight at halftime.
Oh, man. Hoyle.
We have some over-under numbers for that as well.
Billy Hoyle, just shoot it. When it touches your hands, let it fly.
You know, in the beginning of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where Will Smith's throwing up the ball in the very beginning of the theme song, and it just goes off like the top of the backboard.
Yes.
That's going to be Fritz tonight.
No way.
I don't know if he airballs one, but he's definitely missing the rim on one of his shots.
I was shooting yesterday feeling good.
He got that.
I'm ready to go.
He got it warmed up.
He put it on social media, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he did it.
I voted 0 points. But
well, you don't got faith?
All right, so listen.
It's probably going to change. I'm going to be rooting for you.
We'll start.
Oh, thanks.
We'll start here. I will. Well,
athletes have to stick together.
Thank you.
I'll be rooting for something.
you're rooting for me to get hurt.
No.
No, we don't want you injured.
No. I'm rooting for stimulus. I'm rooting for things
He's
to talk
for you
about.
To trip or
yes, something.
Or something. Yes.
Air ball.
Turn it over
good.
Every time I
yes.
touch.
888-729-9494.
I love bye weeks.
For all of you Embiid pathetic apologists out there, and you're all pathetic.
And I'm one of them.
No, yeah, and you, I know
well,
you,
I'm not
and you're and you're wavering too. I know you are. You're wavering on that.
Yeah, his comments after the game did not make me happy.
I mean, it's every game.
Yeah.
All of you Embiid apologists out there, I would like you to dial 888-729-9494 and I will start accepting apologies now in lieu of you having to do this later on. Because just trust me on this. The Sixers will never win anything. And we can talk about the coach and the GM and the organization and the owner. And by the way, you're right about that. They've done a terrible job. This is not a great organization. The biggest issue
They're killing our young players, man.
I agree. Agreed. And if Giannis was on this team, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I don't know.
If Giannis was on this team, we'd be talking about how he's such a great player and the Sixers are fun to watch and everything else. Meanwhile, I come on here every day angry at the Sixers because I don't like the team. Because I don't like their best player. Because he's the exact franchise player that you don't want. You don't want this guy as your lead dog. You don't. 888-729-94.
A little strong there, 94. Big fella. So a little strong there.
I'll take apologies early in the show, Ike. And also coming up next, and we'll get into this next segment, is a lot of talk of Amari Cooper and the Eagles having serious interest in him if he makes the open market. We get to that and your phone calls coming up next.
Settle down back there, Carson.
Amari Cooper.
So many rumors, man. Settle down.
In Midnight
Green. You're one of my favorite students. Yes, you are.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
have the attitude that, you know, that I should have. I felt like I had it, but I didn't show it. So it was on me.
God. Mark's and Reese, we're back. Like, why do we even have to do it, Jack? Why do you have to do it to me? I don't want to come in here and get and be mad at 218. I don't want to come in here. Like, I'm watching.
It just drives you crazy.
There's been no athlete that's ever come across the city that drives me crazy like Joel Embiid.
Like, Donovan didn't even drive me this crazy.
Well, in part because you recognize the talent. It's
Donovan
unbelievable.
Here.
It's on the same level as Donovan.
Number five?
Yeah, huh? It's on the same level as Donovan.
What? Oh, your frustration with him?
It's more. Like I think I – just because it with Donovan, the season's shorter, right? It's 16 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a limited amount because he's just doing coach speak most of the time, so he's not even really saying a lot, Donovan. And Embiid just comes out – he goes from being the best player in the world to now he's like, oh, he just didn't have the right mentality. I mean, it wasn't even a game. They didn't even go on a nice streak, and then he's moping around. He's moping around the next game. Joel Embiid. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, that's the place to go, marks-jewelers.com. What's the real problem with the Sixers? Is it the players or is it the organization? Most people are saying the organization right now. Like,
yeah.
All right, we have your Sixers calls. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We want to throw some Eagle stuff in there to the conversation as well. It just seems like as we're approaching free agency here, and it's the combine starting this week, Ike, but free agency starts in less than a month, that the name Amari Cooper continues to come up when being discussed. Where could he go if the Cowboys don't sign him? Where could he go? And almost always at the top of the list is the Philadelphia Eagles, and for a couple of reasons. A, everybody knows they need a wide receiver, but B, Howie Roseman might have came in second place when the Raiders traded Amari Cooper a couple of years ago. Reportedly, they offered a 2 and maybe a little bit more than that to try to get him. Now the Cowboys haven't signed him, and people are connecting the dots, and the dots are easy to connect. Amari Cooper to the Eagles. More chatter today, I was reading, Ike.
Well, I mean, let's face it. There are obvious reasons why they would be connected to him. If the question is whether or not do you want them to go out and get Amari Cooper, I don't understand why you wouldn't, other than you don't want to spend the resources there. You would rather just wait on one of the younger guys in the draft. I honestly would do both. I would do both. You know, talents like Amari Cooper don't become available very often. You know, you look at his age, you look at his production. You're talking about a top 10 wide receiver at 26 years old becoming available. And it's a position of need, and you have the money to do it. And I know Byron Jones is out there and others, and I like Byron Jones and I want Byron Jones, but it's not even a question if you're asking me which of the two would I rather have.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, Amari Cooper. It's not even – I wouldn't think twice about it.
Top corner or top wide receiver?
Yeah.
So you're going to Amari Cooper?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you wouldn't be hugely upgraded if he's in Philadelphia.
Hugely upgraded. He's the best receiver on the team the day he signs.
He caught 79 balls last year, almost 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. I get it.
I don't even think he played every game, did he?
He's a good player. Remember, he was hurt.
He was banged up for a while.
He never missed a game, but he was like definitely slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost to the
Jets. Some games he wasn't really involved in.
Including games late in the season.
The Patriots game.
Yeah,
I think he only caught one ball in that game.
So, I mean, listen –
when is Dak throwing him the ball? Come on, man. If it's Carson throwing him the ball, are you kidding me?
I am spending my free agent dollars on corners. And part of the problem is that you also still are going to have DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey making a lot of money and still on the roster. Now, there's a lot of talk, Alshon Jeffrey, if you're going to be able to move him. We don't know if Howie's going to be able to get that done. But as it stands right now, he's going to count $16 million against your cap. Plus what DeSean is getting paid. So now you're going to give Amari Cooper that big of a contract. And we're not talking about you're just bringing him in. You're going to be outbidding everybody else that's on the market. So he's going to be maybe the highest paid wide receiver or one of in the National Football League. I believe the money's better spent at corner. and getting a corner in here because it's a bigger need with what the rest of your roster is. Draft wide receivers, draft a couple of young wide receivers, get them in here, and you're better day one by having the better corner. They need a new corner in here. They need a top-level corner in here, Ike.
Here's the difference. Who are you marking down as your top-level corner?
Byron Jones.
Okay, so who's better, Byron Jones or Amari Cooper?
Who's better at that position?
Better at anything you want to say. Who's the best player, Amari Cooper or Byron Jones? However you want to categorize it.
I'll just for the sake of argument, I'll say Amari Cooper's the better player, but corner's the higher priority position for me, especially on this team with what they need. And that's why I would go out and I would get the corner, and I would go with what I have right now, which is Deshaun and whenever Alshon's ready to go and some other guys that you bring in and young wide receivers. I'd rather go younger on offense and sure up with free agency for the corner.
Yeah, younger on offense is 26.
888-729-9494. Yeah, no, I mean,
you want some guys that can play.
He'd be a good addition. Corner's more important for this team. Corner's more important for this team going forward, especially because I want to draft young wide receivers. Because where you are in the draft, where wide receivers are supposed to go in the draft, you have to draft a young wide receiver. You have to draft a young star wide receiver. You can't be paying top of the market for Amari Cooper.
You're right. You have to draft him. You're right. And then he has to become that guy.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, Amari Cooper had to be drafted and had to become that guy once upon a time, too. You have to start drafting the right guys.
Yeah, Amari Cooper was the fourth pick in the draft.
Right.
He was more of a sure thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we may get the third best wide receiver.
Who are your corners then this year?
I don't know.
Right.
That's for the Eagles to go figure out. I mean, I still would take Amari Cooper over anybody there and going to add as a corner.
All right.
It wouldn't even matter to me who they added as a corner.
888-729-9494. So that's the Eagles stuff that's in there because as we start moving towards free agency again, the story that came out of CBS Sports is that the writer said that the Eagles are going to lead the pack as far as getting Amari Cooper if the Cowboys are not going to retain him. Or, listen, I'm sure they want to keep him, Mike, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be able to. They have to pay Dak Prescott. It's not like that they don't have a lot of other things they need to worry about on that team.
All right. Can't pay everybody.
All right, to the phones. On the Sixers, Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
How are you, Rasheem?
What's up, Ra?
I agree with you 100%. Johnny Marks, man, you sit on this radio for 4 hours, talk basketball, and don't make not one point. And then, you know, I'm just confused about this statement as far as you can't win with Joel Embiid. I totally disagree.
Hang on. What are you confused about? You disagree. You're not confused about it. You just disagree.
You could win with 24 points averaging for your career in 12 a game. You could win with that centerpiece in your offense.
So is that what it is? It's just 24 points. That's what you need? Because it's not about how many points you're averaging. It's about the player that you're talking about, right? And I asked you this 2 weeks ago, and I ask you again. Give me a comp of a player that leads their team to a championship like Joel Embiid, that calls himself the best basketball player in the world on Thursday, and Saturday's doing the Joel Embiid thing again, the walk of shame.
Yeah, okay.
So give me the comp.
Okay, he had a bad game, sir. Okay, he had a bad game on Saturday. I understand that. But first of all, the Greek Freak only won the MVP. This team
I'm not talking about the. Hold on. I'm not talking about the. I'm not talking about the Greek Freak. I'm not talking about the Greek Freak. I'm talking about Joel Embiid.
You was comparing him to the Greek Freaks because earlier you were saying that, you see how he came out. You see the type of superstar the Greek Freak is.
Yes.
And then you were saying, I guess you could win with him. And I was trying to tell you to slow down because the Greek Freak hasn't won anything yet. So I love, you know.
Who'd you rather have?
Player,
Who would you rather
Greek
have?
Type player. I'm all about winning championships. So whoever's the guy.
I'm asking you who, position, though. I'm asking you who you'd rather have.
Joel Embiid.
You'd rather have Joel Embiid over Giannis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, I mean, listen. If that's your opinion, that's your opinion. Joel Embiid or Giannis, there, Ike?
Giannis.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
not even close.
Listen, Embiid probably has a better skill set than Giannis.
Yeah.
But Giannis plays every game. I mean, Giannis is healthy. Giannis plays every game.
And he's about to be back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, and he's focused, and you don't hear all this other stuff. Like, Embiid's talent is could easily be the best player in the game.
Yep.
Like, he could easily be the best player in the game. But you got to be available, and you got to do it every night. And that's what Giannis does.
He has the mentality to be a star in this league.
Yes.
He does.
He's not distracted. He's locked in.
Yes.
He's not going through all this stuff that Embiid does off the court. Like, he's not doing any of that stuff.
No.
He's just not.
No. No, he's
not. In a sense, he's more mature. And I think they're only separated by a year in age.
But, I mean, honestly, like of course it's maturity, but it's also just the type of person that you are, right? I mean, it's just like he is just more focused and centered and has a different personality.
Yeah.
And that certainly suits him well for being a star in the NBA. Joel Embiid is a star in the NBA, but is he a star that's going to win a lot of championships or a championship?
Well, is he championship-driven? I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Correct.
I mean, you can sometimes you can be a star in your particular sport, but it doesn't mean that everything you're doing is about winning a championship. It could be it's just so that you can be a star. You want to be an all-star? You want to be an all-NBA player? You want to be a max player? He may feel that's good enough for me.
There's a lot of stars in the NBA that never win a championship.
They never win a title.
Right, and Joel Embiid feels like another one of these stars in the NBA that's never going to win a title.
He's young.
There's I mean, when you
he's 25.
When you look at championship type players, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not even fair to say he should be winning right now because it doesn't happen often. It does happen, but it doesn't happen often. But what you're doing is you're projecting where does this player go?
Mm-hmm.
How does his body develop? What's he going to look like when he's 30?
But this is also part of it. You have to be in a championship culture. You got to be in a championship culture. Like, you need to have, and I don't know how the Sixers fix it. I don't know. I don't know if there isn't, like, one way to do it, right? There isn't one way to do it. I don't think the Golden State Warriors, when Steve Kerr came in, what championship culture was there? You know, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry hadn't won a title before. They hadn't even been to the conference finals before. But they somehow put together a culture through the makeup of the team and the system and the coach. Now, here's the other thing that's part of that. Those guys were older players.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Older players. Well, and I don't mean old in your 30s. I mean old in your late 20s. And they also wasn't distracted by the other things. Right? They weren't locked into being a star in the NBA. That's not what they were trying to do. You know, they were trying to gain respect in this league. You put a guy like Draymond Green on that team, a second-round draft pick, he's a lunch bucket guy. Right? So everybody fits.
Yeah, it was a good fit, you're right.
It's a good fit. You got a coach in there who comes in there with championship rings, even as a player. There's some cachet there. Then there's a system that fits the players. The shooting.
That's a crazy concept.
The spacing. The movement of the ball. Then you have parts that fit the drafting of Draymond Green, a selfless player that does dirty work. All he cares about is defense.
Yeah, he's best defensive player in the sport for a little bit.
It fits. It fits. And that's why I don't think any of those guys would have had the career they've had if they weren't together. They don't have the individual talent of Joel Embiid. Right? Steph Curry can shoot. He can shoot, but it's a reason why Kawhi, with his size and his skill set, was leading Toronto past them. Steph Curry doesn't have the stature to carry a team by himself.
No. No, you're right.
Embiid does.
Why? I don't.
Like, he has the body. He has an advantage over people. He has the skill set. He doesn't have the mindset. He doesn't have the mindset and doesn't have anybody there that's going to teach him that. And I'm like Brett Brown, coming from a championship culture, I'm surprised he can't get through to these guys. But he can't.
Well,
he's not.
No one has molded these guys into the type of players they need to be going forward. None of them. And I don't. Who do you bring in to do that at this point, right? Because you worry about that they've already gotten too far out of it or too far. I'm not going to say out of control because that's not the right way to term it.
Yeah.
But they're already too big of stars to where, unless you bring in somebody in here that has real credibility, I don't know who you're bringing in.
Right.
It's going to tell them what the hell to do.
I jokingly said Phil Jackson. But, I mean, that's kind of what you need.
Well, I mean, Larry Brown is available. Ike.
There it is.
I keep bringing up Larry Brown.
232. I had the over-under at 224.
Jay Wright?
Nice.
Jay Wright. But Jack, I mean, but see, here's the thing, right? Like, everybody's going to say he's staying, right?
Who, Jay Wright?
Everybody's going to say he's staying.
No, we need Jay Wright.
And I get that. But you know what a real organization does?
Mm-hmm.
They target somebody and they say that's the person that's going to be to turn this around.
Yes,
and they get their guy.
Why would Jay Wright stay at Villanova? He's already won two titles. He's already a Hall of Fame basketball coach. You know, and win three titles. You're already the greatest coach at Villanova.
He's got enough time to where he can have a legitimate shot
at winning it.
At coming in here and turning things around. And he's not too old.
And he would catch him at the right time.
He's 58 years old.
Yes!
He's a guy that would have their respect.
$10 million a year.
That's what
and
I'm
Joel
saying.
And Joel Embiid would laugh at him. Ben Simmons would
No,
laugh
he wouldn't.
At him. Yes, he would.
No, he
Jay
wouldn't.
Jay Wright wouldn't change anything with this.
Yeah, he would.
Let me tell you something that Jay Wright wouldn't do. He wouldn't take the behavior that these guys do. He would not accept that. He would go down fighting.
It's a new voice. You'll come in with new ideas. Yeah, I think you'd be catching them at the right time.
And they'd say, you're a college coach. I'm not listening to you.
Brett
Brown came from the Spurs, and they won't
Let's be honest. I like Brett Brown a lot. So let me say that, all right? I do. I like Brett Brown a lot. He's went as far as he can go with this team. Brett Brown at this point is –
Brett Brown.
Everybody is so scared of these players. Everybody is so scared of Joel Embiid. No one wants to tell Joel Embiid how it is. That's what it is. They feel like they have to talk to him, and they're talking in circles.
We got to negotiate.
Yeah, everything's that. Like the story came out last week that was just a rehash of the whole Landry Shamet Chick-fil-A thing, where reportedly Brett Brown was saying to everybody on the staff, like, this is going to get us fired. Mm-hmm. Him eating these Chick-fil-A sandwiches, we're all going to get fired because he's out of shape, because it's out of control. Like, no one wants to stand up to him and say, like, yo, you got to take your you got to be more of a professional, man. Like, what are you doing? And I get it. It's a players' league, right? But someone's got to have some balls to step up and talk to these guys.
That's why if you have ownership that gives a damn and knows what they're doing other than collecting money from season ticket holders, who, by the way, they keep raising season ticket prices on them every year, even though they sell out every year. They want to keep raising the ticket prices.
Of course.
If you had owners that were more concerned about actually putting a championship culture in place, then maybe you would get things done. But that's what needs to be done. And like I said, unfortunately, I think – see, Brett Brown's been a coach a long time in his league. He's made a lot of money. He got 7 years here. I think he got a couple more years left on his deal. So even if they fire him, he's still getting paid not being here. But Elton Brand, this was his first shot. And I don't know if he's going to get another shot. And I don't know if he's being urged to make the decisions that were made this past offseason, the decisions that were made at the trade deadline, you know, as the face of the GM. I don't know if it's really all him, but he's going to be a part of the collateral damage because he's too young to control these guys. He's too young.
Yep. 888-729-9494.
Did he play with Embiid?
He did. Yeah, his last
brought him to be a mentor.
Yes. Yes, exactly. See how that worked out.
I don't even think Embiid was playing. Was he playing then?
I don't think he was. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. What's the main problem with the Sixers?
I got my fingers crossed with this Simmons stuff.
Yeah, and we'll keep you updated.
Because you know bad news is coming.
Do the Sixers have a history of bad news with injuries?
I didn't know it's coming.
Which medical staff do you trust least?
I am predicting we should hear
Eagles, Sixers, Phillies.
We don't know if it's going to be Brett before the game or it's going to be an announcement at some point between now and the game. But Ben Simmons was scheduled to undergo an MRI today on his back.
He lasted 5 minutes in the game.
And he was emotional leaving after he was evaluated. So, I mean, I'm not bracing for something terribly bad, but I'm expecting the whole reevaluated in.
Do they realize how serious back injuries are and how tricky they are? So he got injured Wednesday. You set him out Thursday. You thought he'd be ready to go Saturday. Why not just sit him out the entire weekend?
MRI on Monday.
The guy plays every game anyway. You don't need him out there. You're losing to the Bucks with or without Ben Simmons Saturday. You're losing.
What's the main problem with the Sixers? We both agree it's pretty much everything, but is it the players or the organization? And I'll say it again. We wouldn't be having the same conversation if Giannis was the Sixers franchise player. Doesn't mean the organization would be any better. We wouldn't be focusing on it. We're focusing on all the organizational stuff because of Joel Embiid. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll come back, keep you updated on everything. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.